Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Monday. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Chulin, Daf Samach of the third parak, Eilat Treifos. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph taught that the signs of a kosher birds were not taught by the Torah. The Gemara objects that a Braisa states that the Nesher is recorded as a non-kosher bird, and we derive from it Man Nesher Miyucha, just as the Nesher is distinct. Shein lo etzba yisera, that it does not have an added toe, v'zefek, nor a crop, vein krokavano niklaf, and its gizzard cannot be peeled, v'doris v'ochel, and it claws and eats, and is not kosher, so too all birds which parallel a Nesher with all these features are not kosher. On the other hand, the Torah taught that taurine are kosher, and we derive from them just as the taurine do have an added toe and a crop and a gizzard which can be peeled, and it does not claw and eat and is kosher, so too all birds sharing these features are kosher. These two derivations appear contradictory, and this is addressed by the Gemara. This braisa seemingly proves that the simanim of kosher birds are derived biblically. Abaya answers, Lo nemar perushim medivre Torah. The clarification of the simanim is not stated in the Torah el medivre sofrim. Rather, it was taught by the sages. Point number two, Rabbi Chiya taught in the Braisa, Of haba besimen echad tahor, a bird which comes before us with a single sign of kosher birds is kosher. Lefi she'ein domo lenesher, because it's not similar to the nesher. Nesher, the leis leikol, hu de lo seichu. Only a nesher which has no kosher signs at all, you may not eat. Hai ika de es lachad teichu. But any bird which has even one kosher sign, you may eat. The Gemara explains that we cannot derive from the 20 birds with three kosher simanim, which the Torah taught are not kosher, that all birds with even three kosher simanim are not kosher, because then it would be unnecessary for the Torah to prohibit the orev, which has only two kosher simanim. We cannot derive from the Orev to prohibit any bird with two simanim, because then it would be unnecessary to prohibit the Paris and Osnia, which have only one simon each. We do not derive from them to prohibit any bird with one simon, because then it would be unnecessary to prohibit the Nesher, which has no simanim. The Torah's prohibition of Nesher proves that a single kosher sign is sufficient in birds. And point number three, having concluded that any bird with a single kosher sign is kosher, the Gemara asks, El Torin de Kasav Rachmana Lemeli, why then did the Torah write that Torin, which have all four kosher signs, are kosher birds, since they don't serve as a model for other kosher birds? Rav Ukva Bar Chama answers, Le Karban, they're specified to teach that only they, and young pigeons which are mentioned with them, are valid as a karban and no other kosher birds. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph taught that the signs of kosher birds were not taught by the Torah. The Gemara objects that a braisa states that the Nesher is recorded as a non-kosher bird, and we derive from it Man Nesher Miyucha, just as the Nesher is distinct. Shein lo etzba yisera, that it does not have an added toe, v'zefek, nor a crop, vein krokavano niklaf, and its gizzard cannot be peeled, v'doris v'ochel, and it claws and eats, and is not kosher, so too all birds which parallel a Nesher with all these features are not kosher. On the other hand, the Torah taught that taurine are kosher, and we derive from them just as the taurine do have an added toe and a crop and a gizzard which can be peeled, and it does not claw and eat and is kosher, so too all birds sharing these features are kosher. These two derivations appear contradictory, and this is addressed by the Gemara. This braisa seemingly proves that the simanim of kosher birds are derived biblically. Abaya answers, Lo nemar perushim medivre Torah. The clarification of the simanim is not stated in the Torah el medivre sofrim. Rather, it was taught by the sages. Point number two, Rabbi Chiya taught in the Braisa, Of haba besimen echad tahor, a bird which comes before us with a single sign of kosher birds is kosher. Lefi she'ein domo lenesher, because it's not similar to the Nesher. Nesher, the leis leikol, hu de lo seichu. Only a Nesher which has no kosher signs at all, you may not eat. Hai ika de es lachad teichu. But any bird which has even one kosher sign, you may eat. The Gemara explains that we cannot derive from the 20 birds with three kosher simanim, which the Torah taught are not kosher, that all birds with even three kosher simanim are not kosher, because then it would be unnecessary for the Torah to prohibit the orev, which has only two kosher simanim. We cannot derive from the Orev to prohibit any bird with two simanim, because then it would be unnecessary to prohibit the Paris and Osnia, which have only one simon each. We do not derive from them to prohibit any bird with one simon, because then it would be unnecessary to prohibit the Nesher, which has no simanim. The Torah's prohibition of Nesher proves that a single kosher sign is sufficient in birds. And point number three, having concluded that any bird with a single kosher sign is kosher, the Gemara asks, El Torin de Kasav Rachmano Lemeli. Why then did the Torah write that Torin, which have all four kosher signs, are kosher birds, since they don't serve as a model for other kosher birds? Rav Ukva Bar Chama answers, Le Karban, they're specified to teach that only they, and young pigeons which are mentioned with them, are valid as a karban, and no other kosher birds. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Samachov, and a standard Siman is a saw. A saw, so here goes. The man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with four signs of kosher birds surprised his helper when a bird landed on the sign, and he said it's kosher even though it only had one sign, while a flock of taurine flew by in a formation of the word carbon. Once again, slow motion. The man using a chainsaw, that must be on daf samachalaf, saw. The man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds, which reminds us we discussed the four signs of kosher birds, an added toe, a crop, a gizzard, which can be peeled, and it doesn't claw and eat. So the man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds surprised his helper when a bird landed on the sign, and he said it's kosher, even though it only had one sign, which reminds us a bird with a single kosher sign is kosher, as derived from the Nesher. So the man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds surprised his helper when a bird landed on the sign, and he said it's kosher even though it only had one sign, while a flock of taurine flew by in a formation of the word carbon, which reminds us taurine were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon. So once again, the man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds surprised his helper when a bird landed on the sign, and he said it's kosher even though it only had one sign, while a flock of taurine flew by in a formation of the word carbon. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back hazara. Daf Nun Zayin. So the symbol Daf Nun Zayin is a long nose. So here goes. When the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose, that must be on Daf Nun Zayin. When the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the din of dislocated thigh bones and wings of birds and the concern of punctured lungs. So when the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, his partner put a long-nosed bird who lost its feathers in a warm oven and regrew its down, which reminds us that we learned about Rabbi Shimon Michalowski's experiments, how he regrew a bird's down to prove it's not a trefa, and whether ants have a king. So when the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, his partner put a long-nosed bird who lost its feathers in a warm oven and regrew its down, while they both waited anxiously to see if the last long-nosed female deer would give birth to prove it's not a trefa, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Simun l'trefa yud beis chodesh. The indication of whether an animal is a trefa is if it survives for 12 months. Other methods to permit a trefa are brought. Daf Nun Ches. So the Siman Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. That must be on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, gave away free eggs from a hen who became a trefa to his goyish contractor, which reminds us, a Mamre said, regarding the eggs of a bird which was a trefa, Shichwa Kama Asira, the first clutch of eggs is forbidden because it was considered part of the hen at the time it became a trefa. Any subsequent eggs are permitted because it's a case that Zev is a gorim, this forbidden factor referring to the trefa hen, and this permitted factor, the rooster, caused together, which is permitted. So Noach Goldberg the zookeeper gave away free eggs from a hen, who became a trefa to his goyish contractor, who came to take down the insectarium as it had to be refilled every 12 months, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Kol bria she'ein bo etzem, any creature which has no bones, such as an insect, eino meskayim yud beis chodesh, cannot live for 12 months. So Noach Goldberg the zookeeper gave away free eggs from a hen, who became a trefa, to his goyish contractor, who came to take down the insectarium as it had to be refilled every 12 months, and replaced with an exhibit of animals with extra limbs, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that if an animal has five legs or three legs, it's considered a mum. Rav Huna says this only applies to an extra or deficient foreleg, but chos v'yasa b'regel, a deficiency or redundancy in a hind leg, it's a trefa and may not be eaten at all because kol yasir kanatul dami, anything extra is like something removed, just as a missing hind leg would be a trefa, an extra hind leg is also a trefa. Daf Nun Tes, so the simon Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. The knight, that must be on Daf Nun Tes, knight in shining armor. The knight who had to check his animal's teeth to see if it was kosher because its hooves were covered in shining armor, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the signs for kosher creatures of four categories, behemoths and chayos, birds, grasshoppers, and fish. Although the Torah did not record simanim of kosher birds, the sages provided simanim. A braisa states that any animal which is maligera brings up its cud, b'yadusha eno shanaim lamala v'tohura. It's known not to have upper teeth and is kosher. As Rav Chisda said, if one was traveling in the wilderness and found an animal with severed hooves, bodik befia, he may inspect its mouth, and if it lacks upper front teeth, it's kosher. So the knight who had to check his animal's teeth to see if it was kosher because its hooves were covered in shining armor, admitted defeat when he searched the world for animals with only one siman of kashrus and could only find the four listed in the Torah, which reminds us that we learned that the only animals with a single siman of kashrus are the four recorded in the Torah, the gemal, shafan, arnevis, and chazir. So the knight who had to check his animal's teeth to see if it was kosher because its hooves were covered in shining armor, admitted defeat when he searched the world for animals with only one siman of kashrus and could only find the four listed in the Torah, and went on to learn the simanim of a chaya, which are relevant to know if the chalev is mutter, which reminds us, a braisa describes the signs of a chaya, an undomesticated animal. Since their signs of kashrus are identical to those of behemoths, Rabbi Zera explains this means lahatir chelba, to permit its fats, which are forbidden in behemoths. The braisa says, kol sheyesh lo kranayim utlapayim, any animal which has horns and pointed split hooves. Daf Samach. So the simon Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The judges of the Mice of Braisa's exhibit who placed smiley face stickers, that must be around Daf Samach. The judges at the Mice of Braisha's exhibit who placed smiley face stickers on the model short par with one horn in the Kol Mice of Braisha's Bo Komas and Nibru exhibit, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said that the bull which Adam Rishon sacrificed had a single horn on his forehead because David HaMelech said his praises should be more pleasing to Kosh Baruch Hu than the short par, the bull sacrificed by Adam, which was fully grown, a par, at a day old, a shore, Makrin Mafris, horned and hooved. Although Makrin would imply two horns, it's written as Mekarin, implying a single horn. Rav Yeshua ben Levi stated, Kol ma'aseh breishis bo komas nivru'u, all works of creation were created with their full stature, according to their will, and according to their desire. So the judges of the Mice of Braisha's exhibit who placed smiley face stickers on the model short par with one horn in the Kol Mice of Braisha's Bo Komas and Nibru'u exhibit placed a smiley face sticker on the frowning moon who was diminished after complaining that two kings can't share one crown, which reminds us the moon was diminished after protesting its being equal in size to the sun and how Kodesh Baruch Hu placated the moon since the moon was correct. So the judges of the Mice of Braisha's exhibit who placed smiley face stickers on the model short par with one horn in the Kol Mice of Braisha's Bo Komas and Nibru'u exhibit placed a smiley face sticker on the frowning moon who was diminished after complaining that two kings can't share one crown, and were amused at the smiley face flowers in the exhibit that showed a Kosh Baruch who waited to bring out the vegetation until Adam HaRishon Daven, which reminds us the vegetation on the third day did not grow until Adam HaRishon Daven for rain on the sixth day. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff to be learned that the lack of upper front teeth is a simon of a kosher animal? That's on Duff. Nuntes. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to be learned that taurine were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon? That's on Duff. Samachalov. Good. Number 3. Which stuff to be learned that the only animals with a single simon of kashrus are the four recorded in the Torah? That's on Duff. Nuntes. Good. Number 4. Which stuff did you discuss what the din is of a punctured spleen? That's on Duff. Nunhei. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that a bird with a single kosher sign is kosher as derived from the nesher? That's on Duff. Samachalov. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn the moon was diminished after protesting its being equal in size to the sun? That's on Duff. Samach. Good. Number 7. Which duff do we discuss the din of the eggs or offspring of a trefa? That's on duff. Nunches. Good. Number 8. Which duff do we discuss the four signs of kosher birds? That's on duff. Samachalov. Good. Number 9. Which duff do we discuss a gluda, a flayed animal? That's on duff. Nunhei. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that the vegetation on the third day did not grow until Adam HaRishon davened for rain on the sixth day? That's on Duff. Samach. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.